Okay, TH. We can make it in Swedish or Radio Krishna too. This thing that when you think that you are really, you know. How to say it? I wanted to say that ignorance, someone who is ignorant but think that they know a lot, especially if they, you know, which can happen in group settings, right? You're a member of the good political party, you know, and you can repeat the agenda that to say. I'm very tired right now. Doctrine is, you know, this is a word, another word with D, I forgot right now, of that party, and therefore you think that now I know it, you know. I learned my party line knowledge here. And then same thing when you're in a religious group. It can even be worse, because then you really think that I'm a member of this group that has it all together, you know, has all the answers, everything of absolute truth, and that's it. And then you read the books, or the book of that group, and you become learned, you think. Because he knows some of it by heart and can recite it, maybe even Sanskrit or Latin or whatever, Hebrew. And then you learn by probably by the group pressure, group psychology, that you're a member of this group who is the best, then, you know, well, you should be humble, but you are also the best, of course. You are, because all of you in that group are superior to everyone else in the world. Because you have the truth, you know, you have the books there with all this. They are the final answer. So whether it's the Bible or it's the Vedic scriptures or the Torah or whatever, and then that's it. You don't need dialogue anymore. You don't really need to listen to or understand what others are saying and how they are reasoning. You just need to tell them where things are at. So then we see sometimes, first of all, all such people, they can become like immune to anything you can, and also they tend to take the role, the position of knowing, you know, everything, and therefore whatever you're talking about, they know it better. Although they may be humble not to show that, to say that all the time. In this way they are kind of insulated, isolated from the rest. The rest of us, and immune to other truths. Well, the danger then is that such people may slip into this that, you know, because we have the truth here, we are right, okay? We all know, we know that we are the good ones. And then when there are others who don't agree with that or speak some other idea or philosophy or political message or whatever, then they are wrong. And because they are wrong, what they say is misinformation, and it can be dangerous. It can be destructive. It, you know. And then the logic may seem natural to you that, well, we should forbid such nonsense by law, if that is required, to put our society, you know, to secure, it's a security thing, secure our society from all this. Misinformation or whatever. And we can see this coming up now more and more. So I think that today we have people in charge of the political same positions in society, of the media, also in the academia, and influential positions in society, influencers of different kinds, who are like this. And I've been wondering, why are the Democrats, and that's what they call one side of two in America, in their so-called democracy, but all over the world, you know, the leftists, the those who are supposed to be the free speech, human rights and all of that. And I think it's because there are people now in those circles for whom it's just, you know, I want to be part of some of the good side, you know, the good ones. And it's a kind of a party spirit more than it is a matter of sitting down and really learning the intricacies of the world or the situation or the political world or whatever. You can go there to the university and you can collect points and scores and all of that, climb up, read books, and then say the right things and play the game. Reach the fame and become influential, get a good salary. And there you are. And from there on, you, of course, say that which it's good for you to say to get what you want. In other words, you won't go against the mainstream and you will be kicked out. This, I think, especially heavy dealings in the academic circles in that way. So it becomes a kind of self-regulating system then. So we have to be careful, really, when it And some people are so sure that they're right that they're ready to force you and to agree with them or to back off or whatever. And if you don't, I mean, we can see that now. Such people, they, when they are in the positions of a rulership of a very, very powerful nation who has a lot of military power and weapons and even nukes, to really get going, you know, starting to topple other governments and rule around the world to make everyone like yourself. Because they're, if they are not, then there's something wrong with them. We have to make sure, you know, the world is a nice order.